Thank you. Good morning. So I'm going to be looking at some analyses we've done around use of modern contraceptive methods in urban Nigeria, particularly looking at the relationships between the north and the south of the country and by religion, which are often viewed as somewhat synonymous, Muslim North and Christian South, but we're going to be looking at it a little bit more individual level. And I just want to acknowledge, because I don't have many slides, I have time to acknowledge, Lisa Cobb and Hilary Schwann as my co-authors on this analysis. Do I hit page down? Is that
I think just the arrows.
Oh, the arrows.
Yep.
Oh. I have no financial relationships to disclose. This one. So let me just give you a little snapshot of Nigeria and population in Nigeria. It's a big country with a big population. Current estimates about 155 million people, and it's growing rapidly. So in 25 years, that 155 million people is expected to be about 310 million people. It's going to double in about 25 years. Total fertility rate is overall is about six or a little over six births per woman. So on average, women have about six births over the course of their lifetime. Nigeria is also wealthy in terms of natural resources, but lags in a lot of the social and economic indicators. There's many reasons for that, but one of those is this high population that they're trying to support. And another important issue to consider is that half of this population lives in urban areas. So that's the reason why this presentation, this analysis, is focusing on the urban population. This is also, I should say, we don't really get into it in this, but it's some formative analysis we've done for an urban reproductive health project that we're involved in Nigeria, and so that was also driving our interest in urban Nigeria. But the thinking is that if you can increase contraceptive use in urban populations, it will diffuse more readily to rural areas. So, well, as you saw in my title, what we're looking at here is looking at contraceptive use along two key dimensions, I think anyway, of Nigerian society, the north versus the south, and Christian versus Muslim, and not versus, but so when you are in Nigeria, it's fairly easy, fairly evident that the country is viewed and the population views themselves as being from the north, being from the south. So we thought it would be interesting to look at that, and also because there's sort of anecdotal evidence or the conventional wisdom regarding the north and the south and health behavior. So we wanted to look at that a little bit more closely. And then we wanted to, as a little foreshadowing, if we wanted to identify factors that explain the differences across these groups. So we expected to see differences, and we did see differences across these groups. And so then we'll look at some of those mediating factors to the best we could between these things in contraceptive use. Some data, the data that we're looking at here is the 2008 Nigeria Demographic Health Survey. I would imagine most of you in the room are familiar with the DHS surveys, but if you're not, they're surveys done in many developing countries around the world, fairly standard sampling approach, questionnaire, and oftentimes pretty large. So this was a survey of 36,800 households in urban and rural areas, which resulted in a sample of women between the ages of 15 and 49 of 33,000 and change. And so from that total sample, we're just looking at the urban subsample, which is 10,489 women between the ages of 15 and 49 years. And, we generally see very high response rates, and so as is often the case, we do here as well, 97%. So to start off with, I have this slide, and so it shows Nigeria, and the map is divided into six regions with the darker lines. And then I've connected those lines to these numbers on the side. The number in green is the percent of married women from that region that's used currently using a modern contraceptive method, as reported in this DHS survey. And the percent in red is the percent of women in that region who are identifying themselves as Muslim. And as we see, at the aggregate level, it to some extent conforms with the conventional wisdom that where we see very high populations of Muslim women, we also see very low very low levels of contraceptive use. So the top two regions, the Northeast and the Northwest region, very high levels of adherence to Muslim faith, and you know lower than 10% contraceptive use. And the further south you go, we see lower levels of Muslim women or more mixed populations and higher levels of contraceptive use. So at the aggregate level, we see this relationship between Muslim and lower contraceptive use. But when we look at it at the individual level, it gets a little bit more nuanced. Here we're looking at the percent of married women using a modern contraceptive method by those three regions, by the south. So let me just go back for a second. By these, if I only had a laser pointer, by the three southern regions down there, and then we have the north, the central, which is in the middle there, which is a little bit unusual in the sense that the central region is where Abuja, the capital, sits, and so you have a lot of people from all around the country settling in Abuja, and then the north. And then the northeast and west. And so what we see when we look at the individual level percent contraceptive use is that in the south, religion doesn't matter. Muslim, non-Muslim, equal levels of contraceptive use and high. High for Nigeria. In the north central, what we start to see is this difference between Christians and Muslims. And then in the northeast and northwest, we see very low levels of contraceptive use among the Muslim population. Much higher among the non-Muslim, which is primarily Christian, and slightly lower, but not totally lower, from non-Muslim populations in the south and the north central. So we wanted to understand a little bit more what's driving some of these differences, which is complicated when you're using secondary analysis. You're somewhat dependent on the variables that you have. So the approach that we decided to take was essentially to do two analyses. One, we compared women, Muslim women in the north, so Muslim women in the north central and the northeast and west, with Muslim women in the south. And we wanted to look at some of the mediating factors between that relationship. And then we looked just among women in the north, and we wanted to compare Muslim versus non-Muslim women. So the first comparison we're going to do is between what did I say it was? Oh yes, between Muslim women in the north versus Muslim women in the south. So the main issue there is north versus south. And then the second comparison we're going to do is between Muslim women in the north versus non-Muslim women in the north. So the main comparison there is religion. And so the potential mediators that we had in this data set were limited, but there were some interesting ones. We had desired family size. So this we, and just to make things simple, we dichotomized everything. For the method, it worked a lot easier. So this is percent of this is women who wanted fewer or more than four children overall. Knowledge of contraceptive methods, we took the median split, so they know more methods or fewer than the median number of methods known. Participation in household decision-making, this is a fairly common index or scale that they include in DHS surveys, asking respondents to indicate their level of involvement in household decisions for a variety of issues. Access to health services. So this is whether or not they've gone to a health facility for any reason in the past 6 months. And then access to information about family planning, whether they recalled hearing or seeing any message from any source about family planning, mass media or posters or otherwise. Oh, I'm sorry, no, that's mass media, yes. And what we did with this is we assessed the mediation of those potential factors on contraceptive use based on our main independent variable. So what we did is we ran logistic regression models with those mediating variables and without those mediating variables. And by doing that, we're able to identify what's the direct effect of religion on contraceptive use and what part of the effect of religion goes through these mediating variables. And then we're able to identify what proportion of that effect of religion or effect of geography is mediated through these five mediating variables that we had. And we also controlled for or adjusted for age, education, wealth quintile, and just general media use, use of newspapers, use of radio. And then if you're interested, we use this bootstrapping approach for our standard errors. So here's our findings from these multiple, these logit regression models. So let me try, I've got time, so let me explain what they said, what they are. So the total effect, I should say what this slide is actually about. So here we're looking at this comparison between Muslims in the north and Muslims in the south. So we're holding religion constant, and we're comparing north versus south among Muslims. The total effect there is essentially the regression parameter coefficient, comparing Muslims in the north versus Muslims in the south and their effect on and the relationship between geography and contraceptive use among Muslims. That's a significant effect, as you would expect from that prior graph I showed you. Then we partition this total effect into a direct effect and an indirect effect through these five potential mediating variables. And what we see in bold are these three significant mediators of that relationship between north and south among Muslims. We see that a main reason why Muslims in the south use contraception more than Muslims in the north is that they know more contraceptive methods. They are more likely to go to health facilities. They're more likely to be exposed to family planning messages in the media. And importantly, if you see that last line, proportion of total effect mediated, these three variables explain about 60% of that difference between Muslims in the north and Muslims in the south. The second comparison that we did was looking at Muslims in the north and non-Muslims in the north. So here, geography is held constant and religion is our variable. Once again, we have a total effect is significant. That little asterisk is saying it's significant. As we saw that Muslims in the north were less likely to use contraception from non-Muslims in the north. Now we see that our direct effect is also significant, our indirect effect is significant, and that indirect effect here is largely through ideal family size and also knowledge of contraceptive methods. That Christians in the north are more likely than Muslims in the north to be using contraception largely because they know more methods, again, and they desire fewer children. They at least state a preference for a smaller family size. What was surprising to me, because we expected household decision-making to be a much more important player here, it was not significant on either of these mediating pathways. And in the north, access to health facility also didn't appear to play a role. exposure didn't appear to play a role. And the other point to make here is that we're explaining much less of this difference through these five variables. Only 26, 27% of the total effect seems to be mediated through these five variables. So there are other variables out there that we would need to figure out to help us better understand why Christians in the North are using contraception more than Muslims. And then just to conclude, so as we expected, religion is associated with contraceptive use, but it's not so dichotomous as that, in that in the North, yes, religion seems to play a role, but in the South, it doesn't. I'm just reiterating what we just saw: increased knowledge, greater access to services, and greater exposure to family planning messages seems to explain the difference between the North and the South among Muslims. But we don't know much about this difference between non-Muslims and Muslims in the North. And I just would also, while I have a minute, say that we have various poster sessions here that's also looking at other formative work that we've done for this project in Nigeria. So if you're really interested in Nigeria and family planning, we'll have things throughout the week. Thank you.
Thank you.